Devin Bailey. Devin, congratulations on being drafted. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Did you get a sense at the combine talking to teams? Was Edmonton a team that was highly interested in you?
At the combine, the teams kind of showed an equal amount of love. It was after the combine, actually, that Edmonton, they started talking to me a bit more, getting closer to the draft day especially.
How do you feel your game, you know, CFL draft's different than NHL, Farhad, because, you know, you're a lot older. You're 4 years, you're 22, you know, you're ready to come in and compete right away. I'm not sure you're going to get much bigger or stronger. You always get a little bit stronger as you work out, I guess, as a man. But, you know, you pretty much got man strength at 22. How do you feel your game resonates to the CFL game?
I definitely feel like I can get stronger, especially. I don't think I'm going to grow anymore height-wise, but strength-wise, like you said, yeah, I'm definitely going to get stronger. Just my craft itself is just going to get better, being able to play at the next level and just get better as a football player as itself.
What's your strength as a receiver?
My physical aspect of it, you know, like I find a lot of receivers are more on the finesse side, but I think I got a good mix with strength and finesse in there, so I think that would be one of my number one strengths.
Are you more comfortable as a slot or as a wideout?
I enjoy wideout spot better than slot. Short side preferably, just kind of staying on the line, not really doing much. Just I don't really like the run up.
Now, so is that just you don't like it in motion? You don't feel like it's an advantage for you?
It definitely is an advantage, but I don't know. I like to stay still and then just give it all I got when it says hut.
Interesting. We are joined by a newest member of the Edmonton Eskimos, drafted yesterday, sixth overall, Devin Bailey. So, Devin, now the hard work begins. Training camp, because the draft was later this year, like training camp's 2 weeks away. Are you coming into Edmonton? I'm guessing you'll be in early for the rookie camp. What's your plans? When are you coming to town?
The head coach said that usually going to be flying out end of the month. So when I get there, I'm just going to go to work. You know, I'm already in the gym and doing field work, so really, I'm just going to be doing the same thing in a different environment.
And that's a great way to look at it. The same thing, different environment, so you don't come in necessarily overwhelmed, because that doesn't do athletes any good if you come into a situation worrying about the other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just got to stay focused and do your own thing.
I don't know. What is Chris Jones? Brief conversations, I'm guessing, with the head coach as far as expectations, or you know, where the openings he sees. Did you talk to him at all about what he expects from you and where he sees you maybe in their plans?
Yeah. Briefly, he told me that he expects me to be as physical and more as I was at the CFL E-Camp. He said he really enjoyed what I brought to the table, the big body, and I was just hitting DBs and whoever else I could when I could. But that's what his main expectation was, to be physical, to keep up with my route running, and just to keep impressing him.
Route running's key for a receiver. You know, that and hands. You got to be able to catch the ball ultimately. But, you know, you're considered, you know, a long, lanky guy, 6'5", good speed, good size. Do you feel you're a good route runner? Like, can you beat guys just on the technical side rather than purely the physical side?
Yeah, I think my route running is good, you know. Before I was able to show that at E-Camp, that was the biggest critique a lot of the CFL teams had, was that my route running was poor, just because, I don't know, at my university, I didn't really get to show other route running other than fades. But, you know, I take pride in my route running. I think it's obviously everything needs to be worked on, and I think that's something that I'm going to need to keep working on. But I think I showed them that that's not one of my weaknesses.
How do you work on route running as a receiver?
You just kind of – the way I work on it is I like to people filming me so I can see myself running a route and just kind of critique myself. But also, you know, just kind of watching and just developing off of that. Like, I watch, like, receivers run certain routes and just kind of put it in my arsenal. Like, everybody runs a route differently. Like, I could tell you 10 different ways to run a slant, and it's – that's in your arsenal, then that's always going to be good, and that's kind of the way you just learn and adapt.
Does there have to be a difference in how you run a route being 6'5" compared to if you're 6 feet tall?
A little bit, just because the stride length and the difference is so great. Like 5 yards to someone who's 6 foot, they'll cover that in like five steps. So I'll cover that in like 2.5. So it's just a little bit, but that's also what I mean. Like, you know, you watch, I can obviously shorten up my steps. I can lengthen them if I wanted to. That's what I mean by develop your craft and the different ways to run routes.
Devin Bailey joins us, sixth overall pick this year in the CFL draft. He'll be coming to Eskimo Rookie Camp, then, of course, main camp. Barring a new CFLPA agreement and a CBA, and the camp starts on time on June 1st. Special teams, when you come in as a rookie in the CFL, you got to play some special teams. Is there one, cover team, return team, is there one you're more comfortable on?
Yeah, I'm hoping to play the corner spot on punt return. You know, flip it over a little bit, and I finally get to hit the gunners. That was my favorite spot in university and high school when I played, so I'm hoping I can kind of contribute to that spot as well. But wherever they put me, obviously, I'll learn and adjust and play.
You mentioned earlier that you feel you're more of a physical than just a finesse guy. A lot of receivers, they don't like to play physical, and a lot of them aren't great at blocking. You know, Ed Hervey, the GM, former receiver, he talked about it, said, you know, it's crucial. The best receivers also are guys who aren't afraid to drop a shoulder in someone to free up your wideout. Are you a guy who thrives on the blocking aspect?
Absolutely. I enjoy blocking just as much as I do catching a football, you know. Like, the glory for me comes from, yeah, catching the touchdown, but if I'm lead blocking for one of my teammates to get to six, then that's just as much of an accomplishment for me.
How do you work on blocking? Because as a receiver, I know you want to work on your hands, you're catching the ball all the time, you're working on your routes, but how do you improve as a blocking receiver?
Sometimes I do on my own, like, linebacker drills. Like, they hit the bags, right, so I'll just, for fun sometimes, I'll just run in and just like throw my body in front of the bag. But I don't know, when it comes to blocking, it's 50% physical and then 50% mental, right? You gotta want to block, and I don't mind putting my body on the line and just throwing it at somebody. So yeah, you kind of work on it, but again, it's just mental, and mentally I'm there to hit somebody. That doesn't bother me.
Devin, do you know anybody else on the Eskimos, either just drafted or guys who have been drafted recently, so when you come to camp you'll have a few familiar faces?
Shamad and Akeem, they're good friends of mine. Nate, I just started talking to Nate too. He's helped me on the come up, and my friend Ray Hartman also just got drafted there from Mississauga, so I got a few friends there.
Well, Devin, congrats. I guess quickly, give me the scouting report on Ray Hartman. He's a DB. The Eskimos selected him in the fourth round, 6'2", 190-pounder. What's his strengths as a defensive back?
He's very physical. He's very physical, and his catch-up speed is just as good as a non-physical DB. You know, he likes to play up close. He can play that mid and deep game if you need him to. And, yeah, he's great at tracking the ball, too, so picks are definitely in his future.
Well, Devin, congratulations. We'll see you in Edmonton likely in the next 2 weeks. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.